Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 32. That's the gospel according to John, chapter 12, verse 32. Very familiar scripture. And it reads as follow: "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." I want to speak today on the topic, lift him up. Jesus was speaking about his death and resurrection. It was important that Jesus was lifted up to complete the process according to the will of God. He was telling us that because he would die and be raised from the dead, he would have fulfilled his purpose and brought salvation into the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He also would leave us with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, as stated in John 14th chapter 26th verse, which reads as follows: "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." You know, Jesus also stated that once he was lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. Now, Jesus has been lifted. Thank you, Lord. He has given us the Comforter. Thank you, Lord. And he wants to draw us to him. It is God's will that he draws men to him. To understand this, the word draw means to cause to go in a certain direction as by being led. It also means to bring in or to gather from a specific group or area. This scripture has a double meaning. Jesus wants to draw us to him. He left us the Holy Spirit to assist us in this process. Thank you, Lord. But he said, if I be lifted up, right? This brings up some questions. How do we lift him up? Amen? Amen. Because he said, if he be lifted up, he will draw us to him. So how do we lift him up? The first way we do it is through praise. Amen. You can praise God anywhere, anytime, in any setting. You can praise him in your car. You can praise him at work. You can praise him in church, of course. And you can praise him with a song. It's written in Psalms 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praising the Lord lifts him up. Amen? Amen. Some of the most fun I've had in church is praising the Lord. We sing songs, we clap our hands, we just are singing and shouting to praise the Lord. And we're lifting him up in the process. Another way to lift him up is by our worship. Amen. We worship him at church. We listen to the word. We pray, which I'm going to get to in a second. But we can worship God anywhere at any time. He's always available 24/7. And all we have to do is worship him to lift him up. We worship him because he's worthy to be worshiped. He's also worthy to be praised. Amen? Amen. Now, another way we can lift him up is through prayer. We pray to God in the name of Jesus, and that lifts him up. Whenever we pray, we're lifting him up. Because we're saying to ourselves, you know what? I know somebody that can do all things, and I'm praying to them. That's the biggest praise you can give Jesus, is to say, you know what, Lord? I'm praying because I trust you. I believe in you. Amen? Amen. Now, another way, and this is very important, another way we lift up Jesus is by our faith. Now, if you recall, Jesus met a centurion who said that his servant was ill and he needed Jesus to heal him. Jesus said, no problem, I'll come and do that. And the centurion said, you don't have to come to my house, but you just speak the word, and my servant will be healed because you're a man of authority. Jesus marveled at the man's faith. That lifted him up. That's why he marveled. Our faith can do the same thing. When we believe and believe and then believe some more, we are lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. That's how you lift them up with our faith. If we pray and we pray and ask for something, and then we stop praying and go about our business, believing and knowing that our prayer will be answered, that's faith. Amen. That lifts him up. Amen. Amen. Here's another way you can lift them up. You're going to love this one. By giving him his due. Giving God, giving Christ the credit for all that he has done. He woke you up. We always say he woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. Well, he did. We always say he gave us the ability to read, write, etc. We don't have any skill without it coming from God. Amen. But do we give him credit for that? Every time we give God the credit by saying, thank you, Lord, for this, or thank you, Lord, for that, that is lifting him up, because we're not accepting the fact that we did anything. But we're acknowledging the fact that Jesus can do all things. Amen. Amen. I am so glad that he can. I'm so glad that he has. Amen. Thank you very much, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Now, here's another way we can lift them up, by what we say. Amen. Our words speak life and death. Sometimes we'll say some things and put it out there in the atmosphere. We'll say something like, oh, I don't never work. And you put it out there in the atmosphere and then it won't work. And you wonder why. Right? By our words can create life or death. But when we say positive things, then we get positive results. We put it out there in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is Christ. Let's just face it, okay? If we just say that, okay, I'll just trust the Lord and that I know that he's going to do something, then we have put it out there in the universe. God has heard it. We've lifted him up by putting our faith in him. And then everything works for our good. Now, we also can lift them up by what we do, our actions. Now, saints, I can speak on this all night long, okay? Because we all know that some of the things we do don't exactly edify God, okay? Sometimes we'll go places or be in the grocery line and we're being rude. That doesn't glorify God. That doesn't lift them up. But suppose we're in that same grocery line and somebody's having an issue with counting the money. The clerk is having an issue with counting the money and she gives you back 20 when you wasn't supposed to get back anything. That's when your integrity comes up. You lift up Christ by telling her, ma'am, you know what? I don't need 20. You gave me too much change. That's your actions. That's lifting up Christ, because that's a thing that God would do. Okay? He wouldn't allow him to receive $20 that he didn't earn or wasn't his. That's our actions. Okay? When we're driving, how do we drive? Do we drive aggressively, or do we actually allow people to make their left turn without us getting in their way? You know what I mean. We're at a light or something and it's their turn to go, but we don't want to go. We want to go instead, and you know, it's just not right. We're driving aggressively. We're driving wrong. But when we are patient, then we don't have road rage, at least not on our end. And by us not having road rage while we drive and treating everybody with courtesy, that lifts up Jesus. Speaking of courtesy, when we're in a situation around other people, how do we act? Do we act godly? Do we act like we know the Lord, that we love the Lord, that he's present in our lives? Are we setting a example by what we do? Amen? Well, we should be. That's the best way. That's one of the best ways that we can lift them up is by being godly. Now, let's be honest. You can't be godly if you don't know God, okay? So somewhere in there, you're going to have a relationship with him so that he can help you to be godly. Because in our present state as human beings, it's not human nature to be godly, okay? Let's just keep it like it is. Now, in order to achieve all the things I just mentioned, there's certain things that have to happen. Number one, you got to be humble, okay? In every step, whether it's praise, worship, prayer, faith, giving them the credit by words, by actions, there's some humbleness involved, okay? You have to understand that you can't do anything on your own, okay? You can't. You have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I need you, you know? And remember the song, if you humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, you'll be lifted up higher and higher. Amen? Amen. It also, in order to lift them up through the examples I gave you, you must be committed. Okay? It takes a commitment from you. Okay? Sure, you can praise and worship on Sunday only or pray, you know, once a day or every other day or show faith occasionally or whatever. But it takes a commitment to actually want to lift them up. Amen? You have to be committed to that being something that you want to do, okay? Which brings up the next point. You have to want to do this. It takes a certain desire to want to lift up the name of Jesus, amen? You either do or you don't. There's no gray area involved, okay? It's either one way or the other way, okay? By humbleness, by commitment, and by your desire, amen? In closing, saints, it is the will of God that we all be drawn to Jesus. This is another example of God's love for us. Jesus did his part on the cross. It is time for us to do our part. Jesus said that if he be lifted up, then he will draw all men unto me. Well, it's time. It's time for us to lift them up. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Help us to understand everything that you told us, Father. Help us to lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. To give you the praise, give you the credit, worship you, adore you, love you. Increase our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have them to see us, see you through us, through our actions and through our words and through our deeds, Lord. Help us to quickly say to God be the glory and not our own glory, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you forgive us where we've fallen short in this area. It is truly a desire of all Christians to be drawn closer to Christ. Help us to do so, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us to be committed to do so. And give us a burning desire in our heart that that's something we really, really want to do. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that it'll go globally. Let your will be done. May everyone here understand what you're trying to tell us. And Father, may you be glorified in this word. Lord, I love you. We love you. And ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.